Hello, I'm Catherine Seaton. I'm the one who's been making all the sound effects that you hear on All's Fair. Although I'm a composer and musician by trade, I really enjoy doing Foley and sound design too, because it tends to be a very creative process. In All's Fair, because it's a sci-fi story, there are several futuristic kinds of noises that I've had to be creative about making. For example, I use a vocal warm-up to make the sound that was the door in Joshua's office. It's also quite a physical story, so I've been finding I've had to throw myself at the ground and occasionally beat myself up quite a lot. But mostly I wanted to talk about Elizabeth's time machine and how that came to sound as it did, because it's one of the sounds, along with Pete and Tanya's voices, that really defines how the series sounds. Lewis, who wrote All's Fair, said he wanted the sound to be like a large weight trying to break through ice with creaking and cracking, and then the emergence of a mechanical beeping clicking sound and a low hum. It always seemed to me like the time machine was a sort of physical representation or extension of Elizabeth's personality. And since she herself says that there's an interface with her mind in it, it literally is. So it makes sense for the sound of the machine to reflect a little bit of who she is. I also think that the ongoing tussle between Joshua and Elizabeth for him to get his grubby hands on her machine has a kind of metaphorical importance for the battle for Elizabeth's mental independence and integrity that goes on. I started off then trying to get the sound of the beeps and clicks to be as Elizabethy as possible. To me, they wanted to represent a doughty Victorian lady with a fair degree of eccentricity and quirkiness in her. So a bit vintage, fairly strong and resolute sounding, and maybe quite sort of individual. I started off digging around in my old childhood toys from the 80s and found a mouth organ, which I used to love. Sounds a bit like this. I played a few notes into a microphone and then took the sound file and put it into a sampler. There I was able to extend the number of pitches available to me and distort it and filter it some more, stretch it and shrink it in time, make it go higher and lower, reverse it. I ended up with this sound. Now, because Elizabeth is quite a strong personality and a little bit quirky, the kind of woman who could defy the conventions of her era and build a time machine, she seemed like the sort of person who might talk to herself quite a lot, and I thought it might be nice to have that inside the machine sounds too. So I looked for another set of beeps that could dialogue with the first set. I actually found the sound I was looking for in a sample library that had been released for free by Native Instruments called Kinetic Treats, given it away as a Christmas present a year or so ago. I'd not used it up until now, so it's nice to find a use for it. What they'd done is they'd taken a lot of old-fashioned toys and sampled them and produced some cool sounds with them. The one I found I actually reversed, and here's what it sounds like. I actually managed to find the clicks in Kinetic Treats as well once I started looking. I found one which had a rubber bandy sort of quality to it, like a loving, talented, but amateur engineer had put it all together in her back room. Because there aren't any visual elements in the telling of this story, I wanted to try and fill some of that gap a little bit with an oral picture of different coloured buttons, like the images you get in old school sci-fi. I thought maybe if I randomised everything a little bit and switched pictures around, it might give that impression. The other half of the sound that had to be made for the time machine was the actual sound of it breaking through time to appear in Joshua's office. I don't know if you've ever got a supermarket pizza which has that sort of round polystyrene base underneath the pizza. The one which is, if you're not careful, it's quite easy to accidentally cook into your pizza and eat. I saved one of those because I sort of thought that brittle, dry polystyrene makes quite a good crack that might be able to be turned into ice. As it so happened, during the time when I was working on this, we had a cold snap in the UK, and there was a whole lot of ice in my garden one morning. I was able to get some actual ice noises. Here they are. but quite apart from all that ambient sound around it. In fact, the ice is a more complex sound and less clean and dry than the polystyrene. So it turns out that if you want to make a sound like ice cracking, pizza base makes better ice than ice, and that was what I eventually used. So I started with the cracking. I broke it cleanly as many times as I could and made some sounds like this. Clearly by themselves, they weren't going to be very convincing. So I pitched them up and down. I stretched them out and shrunk them in time. I used equalization, which is a sort of frequency-sensitive volume knob to pick out certain frequencies to enhance and certain ones to suppress. I added a bit of plate reverb. Plate reverb is like the old-fashioned reverb where they put big metal plates behind performers to make a really resonant noise. And it started to sound a lot better. Obviously, I had to layer all those cracking sounds to make sure they sounded random and, you know, not like a repeated sound again and again, but like something sort of organic happening. Next, I did the creaking, and I could actually also use the polystyrene pizza base for that, because if you sort of wring it out in your hand, you get this sound. A little more digital mutilation, and then it was ready to be added to the rest of the sounds. It still didn't sound quite right though, and those sounds I think needed some glue, so I actually just got a synthesizer and produced a low kind of machine hum, which just pulled those sounds together. Here's what it sounds like then. You probably noticed a bit more pitching down and a bit more reverb there too. So, I sent all that off to Tom, the producer, and he said, could he have a doo noise? You know, like the powering up and down of a motor with a rotary bit in it or something. In case you're wondering, it's spelt D-E multiple W's. So again, I actually used my voice for that. And what can be really helpful when you're taking an organic sound like a human voice is to take the kind of distortions that guitarists like to use and put them on that organic sound to make them sound a bit more artificial. And that was what I did. Eventually coming up with this sound. Put them all together and the time machine sounds like this. Anyway, that's all from me. I really hope you enjoyed the series.